up next on American Restoration.
I got something really special for you.
So what is it?
You really want me to tell you?
Surprise me. Let's see what we got. Oh my God.
Here's what I have for you this time.
That's awesome.
This is going to allow kids to have a point that they look at and immediately connect to.
My dad had asked Ron and I to make a service call.
You go grab the WD.
I'm usually the one that does all the service, and Ron's the guy that stands around and does nothing.
If you'd have brought it with everything else, it'd been nice.
If you do something, it'd be nice.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hey, you Rick?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm Bob, and I got something really special for you coming right in now.
All righty. So what is it?
You really want me to tell you, or do you want to wait and see it?
Yeah, you surprised me. We'll wait. Is it heavy?
It's heavy.
All right, let's see what we got. That thing's cool.
We got a kiddie boat ride. I've come here today to Rick's Restoration to have my 1953 Seascape boat ride restored.
Why'd you buy this?
I got it for my arcade, which is largest arcade in the world in Weirs Beach, New Hampshire.
Wow. So how long you been in the arcade business?
59 years with my brother, who passed away a few years ago.
So was your brother with you when you got this?
Yeah, it was one of our trips we made in 1960 to go and see what we could buy with the couple of bucks we had in our pocket,
right,
I guess,
right.
And we purchased the boat for $100.
Oh, man. In the 1950s, kiddie rides were an arcade mainstay. They're motion rides that give a kid a sensation of either riding an animal or their favorite vehicle. How many kids you figure been in that?
We figure over 300,000 rides.
I'd be one of those 300,000 for sure.
There weren't many boats around in 1960, so kids didn't have a chance to ride on a boat. And this would give them the whole illusion,
right.
So they loved it.
So exactly what did this ride do?
Well, you put your token in, and then when you sit down, the ride starts. There's a fan right inside here that will blow air on you. The kid would go like this, and you see, that's you're rocking when you're, when you're on in the boat.
Okay.
This lever right here, you can make it go faster or slower. This up and down motion, not the sideways.
Oh, it goes like this.
This boat is always going like this.
This way. Oh, it sounds like fun.
So it is.
This thing is a lot more complicated than it looks. I can't wait to get inside and see how it all works.
I have the original flyer here that shows the boat.
Wow.
I'd like to see it restored as much as possible to that picture there.
Okay. Is it steel or glass?
Fiberglass.
It is fiberglass.
Fiberglass, yeah.
Okay. We're going to spend some time finding some parts, making some parts. We'll probably have 8 hours in tearing it down. We'll send the chrome out. Because there's three colors on here, we have to paint one stage, let it dry. Paint one stage, let it dry. Probably another 8 hours. And then once we get to assembly, could be 3-4 days because I got to get just right. I want it absolutely perfect. All that together, I'm running probably about between 75 and 8.
Rick, I have the confidence in you that you're going to do a good job.
You basically have a showpiece here.
That kids are going to use.
Right, that kids are going to use again. So, Bob, you good with that? You want me to get started on it?
Well, you know, Rick, I think the ride's going to be running for another 50 years. So
awesome.
I'm good with that, Rick.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go into the office and we'll take care of some business.
When the ride is restored, I certainly am going to have a lot of feeling for it. It brings me back to the days working with my brother through all those years. We had a great relationship. And the fact that Rick is going to do the best job that anybody can do, well, that's fair.
I got a call from my friend Mark at the Clark County Museum. He said he had an item that he wanted me to restore. I've done stuff for him before, and all his items are really cool jobs. So I can't wait to see what he has for me this time.
Hey, Rick.
How are you doing? Great.
I'm the administrator of the Clark County Museum System.
I'm anxious to see what you got going
on
today.
Let me get it for you.
All right.
I never know what to expect when we come here. The last time we hauled out a huge air raid siren, so this could be anything.
I think you'll enjoy this. Well, here's what I have for you this time.
I was expecting something a lot bigger. That's awesome.
Not very large, but really interesting. When you're trying to understand history, it really helps if you see something that you recognize. It becomes something that's not just off in a book and something that somebody tells you about.
Oh, man, that's a cute little thing, man.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you don't see too many of those around anymore, that's for sure. That is absolutely the coolest.
It's really unusual. It's 1947.
Wow.
You know, it is a wonderful artifact. It came in this condition, but everything's still functional on it.
It's got the rounded handlebars. They don't even make them like this anymore.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you go find a trike today, it's blasting. I swear it's gone in 6 months. It's out the door, trash cans, you know? I've said it many times. Old stuff, it was built to last.
Tricycles date back to the 1800s, and they were really popular over in England. Back then, they actually had models that were powered with your hands, not your feet. They also had a lot bigger front wheel than this one.
Most of the tricycles that I've seen, they had the pedals up front where you would pedal, and the weight of your body would actually give you the traction, and off you went.
Absolutely.
This thing here, I mean, it's longer. It's actually got a chain on it that would drive it just like a bicycle.
What we are looking for is one that is as close to original as possible.
Okay. My first thing is to research this bike and make it look just like it did.
You can see some of the red here that was the original color on it.
Right. So we'll tear it apart, sandblast it, and then doll out this.
Yeah.
That sound good?
That sounds great.
Thank you
very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm really looking forward to when Rick finishes this piece, because this is going to allow kids to have a point that they look at and immediately connect to. Oh, it's from the 1940s. It's really old, but it's just like what I had.
Earlier, I picked up a 1940s tricycle from Mark's Museum. Right now, I'm counting on Brett Lee to tear this thing down and get it sandblasted so I can paint it as soon as possible.
Temple.
Oh, hey, Brett. That's a museum piece, you know. So what are you doing?
Trying to get this off.
Take the chain off from around here.
Yeah.
Around the crank, okay. We're going to have to find if there's a master link in the chain. If there's no master link, we're going to have to grind the chain.
How do you know which one's a master link?
One of these things doesn't look like the others.
Oh.
There it is right there. There's a master link.
Nice.
You see? These are figure eight shaped, and this one's just an oval. Sometimes by flexing the chain, it'll pop off. There it is.
Sweet.
Don't lose it.
Right.
That's it.
Right on.
Better grab your life jacket, Terry.
Rick says his kiddie ride's been running at the same arcade for 50 years. Terry and I have to tear this thing down. God only knows how many times they jerry-rigged this thing together.
Oh, man.
This thing's been patched here.
No way. Patched over there. No
way. They got
way.
Fiberglass over there. This says bottom.
Okie dokie.
Yeehaw!
She's done.
The shop's really busy right now, but my dad had asked Ron and I to make a service call on a Pepsi machine we had done for a customer. My dad always says that keeping former customers happy is just as important as making new customers. Age before beauty.
As it should be. How much are you?
Great.
How's it going?
Gotta fix this thing.
What's the problem?
It takes in the coins and then it only goes about part way and then they're getting locked up like somewhere in here and it just jams up and then they all just drop on the ground.
I can fix it.
I'll be right here.
Thanks.
So the first thing we do on a call like this is try to narrow down the exact part that's causing the problem.
Well, this is...
coin return. It's stuck like glue.
See that?
It's got sand in it because nobody blew it in. Okay, that's coin return.
How's it going?
I think it's probably just dirty. These things get pretty gunked up. Hopefully, a little cleaning and a little oiling, that should do the trick.
Where's Ron? Can you go grab the WD? Need it today.
If you'd have brought it with everything else, it'd have been nice.
If you do something, it'd be nice. Okay, I'm ready. Nope. Why aren't you going?
When all else fails, it's easier just to replace the coin mechanism than sit here all day messing with it. My dad can probably fix this in 2 seconds back at the shop. I'm just gonna switch for the spare we brought along. The customer's gonna be all set, and we're gonna be on our way.
It's fixed. We'll take your money. Hey, Ron, I'm done.
Just a minute, Ty.
Are you serious? This is just like my Uncle Ron. We have a call at a tattoo shop, and he decides he needs a tattoo. It took me 10 minutes to do the repair, but now I'm gonna have to wait for him. And they say I'm the kid.
This stings.
While Ron and Tyler are out on their service call, we gotta keep working on the Seascape kitty ride.
The fiberglass process is kind of like paper mache. You put it down in strands or patches, apply resin, and then smooth it out.
Like always, we got a lot going on. I had Bretley sandblast the frame of the tricycle and used walnuts to gently clean the pedals. Then filled in all the bodywork. When we got the tricycle, its original paint job had all but worn off, though you could see just a few flecks and they were classic fire engine red. I sent Ron and Tyler out on a service call about 3 hours ago, and they're just rolling in now. I hope they were able to fix the customer's machine. Hey, what took you guys so long?
Well, can't help it. Your boy just isn't all that good with CoinMax. I don't know.
Man, it took a long time. All right, get that back to the shop, and we'll go through that.
All right.
Okay?
Yep. Why are you going to blame it on me? It was all your thing anyways.
What was I gonna do? Tell him what really happened?
Yeah.
Happens on the road, stays on the road.
Okay, Bradley, this is the base on the Seascape ride.
Bradley is stepping up his game and really trying to learn new things. Right now, I have him and Phil welding the base of the Seascape.
It's pretty beat up over here, so we're gonna try and get it straightened out, put this other piece in behind it.
So we're gonna be welding?
Yeah.
All right. So I haven't done a lot of welding before. It's not like I don't like melting metal. It's just kind of complicated, and there's a lot of ways to screw it up.
Yeah, this will do.
That's the Frankenstein one. Can you see the puddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then watch how I work it, because you're going to do the other one.
Now, this heats up the metal real quick, huh? Because it's so thin.
But because it's a MIG weld, and the gas around the weld helps cool it and keep the weld cleaner and have less heat. MIG welding was originally developed for welding aluminum. It's really great for thin metals because it creates a gas shield and that keeps the heat from spreading. Build it, and you're half a mile away from it. You were way out here. Well, you got my pliers. Bretley's really trying, but it takes a steady hand, confidence, and a lot of patience. Perfect. Perfect, look at that, see? And you could tell the difference as the metal started to heat up. Look how it flattened out real nice. I mean, that helped a lot.
Okay.
Do you ride one of these, or is that boat ride more your speed?
Ha!
Today, I'm dropping off the 1947 tricycle at the Clark County Museum. Mark is going to be putting this thing on display, and people are going to be seeing this thing for many years to come. So I really hope it lives up to his expectations.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mark.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm looking forward to this.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I must say that I'm expecting a fair amount. He's done some spectacular work in the past. I will probably be quite startled by what this tricycle now looks like.
Okay, here we go. So what do you think?
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Nice job. When Rick took that blanket off, I was amazed. It really looked like the tricycle would have looked when it came off the showroom floor in 1947. He outdid himself on this.
You know, everything on its original. We just ended up polishing it, prettying it up. Tried to match the white where the white was and the red where the red was. We chromed everything. I mean, I chromed all these pieces in a chrome that like they would use. Not a show chrome, but a chrome, you know?
Yeah.
These are the original grips. Put some tassels on there.
Always had to have tassels. Oh, the chain's in beautiful shape.
The pedals came out really nice.
Oh, they're beautiful.
You know, this is a total original pedal.
That's great.
They're all clean again.
I know. I mean, I remember pedals like this. I'll tell you, Rick, we really appreciate it. It's a wonderful piece now. It's going to be a great addition to the museum. Thank you.
You betcha. Anytime.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
It may only be a tricycle to somebody just looking at it, but from the standpoint of the museum, this is a tricycle to represent all tricycles to help people understand what life was like at that point in time. And now we have a piece that we'll be proud to have on display.
Rick, can I go ahead and fire this thing up or what?
Yeah, let me check it out.
This Seascape Kiddie Ride has been a real fun project. Everything's basically ready to go. All we have to do is test the motor and start reassembling this thing.
Okay, cross our fingers.
Yeehaw!
Like a boat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
That runs smooth, too.
Motor's good. Gearbox is perfect.
Yeah,
it's looking good.
All right, good job.
Sweet.
There are dozens of moving parts on the Seascape, from the boat down to the base. Once we have all the pieces assembled, we'll be ready to show it off.
All right.
We are finally ready to reveal this awesome Seascape Kiddie Ride. This guy wanted it restored for his arcade, but he also wanted it restored to remind him of his late brother.
We'll go find my dad.
Okay.
I just hope we can blow him away.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Great. How
good
about
to see you again. I think we got it ready for you.
I'm dying to see it.
Come on over here.
Okay.
I want to show you.
I came down to Rick's restoration today to pick up my 1950s Seascape boat ride.
You ready to see?
I'm ready.
Okay. What the Tyler?
What?
What are you doing? Not yet. Oh.
This ride is so important because it's the oldest thing that we have still running that we bought in our 59 years in business.
Bob, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Go.
One, two, three.
Wow, it's beautiful.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah, this thing was fun working on, man.
It's as good as new, if not better. The kids are gonna love it.
We went to a lot of detail to make this boat really shiny. The mold was a little rough, so we blocked it all really, really good. Ended up painting it white first, taped it all off. I shot the red on it, I shot the blue on it, and then we ended up painting the whole thing in clear. Really super tough paint. It's gonna last a long time.
And we'll be using it for a long time.
The chrome on the lights, on the front light receptacle, we redid the back tail lights. We ended up getting a fan for it. Didn't have a horn mechanism, so we ended up devising a horn down there. The steering wheel used to be painted. We ended up polishing it all out. Got it all upholstered here. It's not vinyl, it's leather. It's just immaculate.
Rick, this looks terrific. But does it work?
Well, I guess we'll see.
I'm beyond the age of riding in this boat. I'm not sure I'd fit even. Can we get someone else?
I'll volunteer.
All right, Tyler, get in the boat.
I hope he's going to get it back to the original things that it did. It goes up and down, it turns, there's wind that blows in the kid's face when he's riding on it. I hope all that's working again, because it's going to be great.
All right,
I'm
you ready?
Not really.
Be careful, Tyler. Don't fall out. Looks like you might.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Did it got a horn?
Beautiful. The lights are working right here.
Yeah,
I love it.
All the lights work.
It's beautiful.
I think I might get seasick. Oh.
Rick, it's beautiful, and it works great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a privilege doing. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's go in the office, do some work. Tyler, load that.
Load it?
I can't wait to get this ride back to Fun Spot. It's going in the kiddie room with about 10 other rides we have in there. But this is going to outshine everything. Probably going to make me restore everything now.
So did that tattoo hurt at all?
The very beginning, but I got used to it after that.
That's good.
City.
What the ow!
I knew it.
Don't blame me. That took me 10 minutes.
You owe me 2 hours.
I really don't like you.